the front door and walks his bike through it. I can hear him put the kickstand down, and I know he will come back in to say goodbye. "I love you, Elsie Porter Ross," he says, and he bends down to the couch to kiss me. He is wearing a bike helmet and bike gloves. He grins at me. "I really love the sound of that." I smile wide. "I love you," I say to him. "Thank you."
"You're welcome. I love you. I'll be right back."
He shuts the door behind him. I lay my head back down and pick up a book, but I can't concentrate. I miss him. 20 minutes pass, and I start to expect him home, but the door doesn't open. I don't hear anyone on the steps. Once 30 minutes have passed, I call his cell phone. No answer. My mind starts to race with possibilities. They are all far-fetched and absurd. He met someone else. He stopped off at a strip club. I call him again as my brain starts to think of more realistic reasons for him to be late, reasons that are reasonable, and thus far more terrifying. When he does not answer again, I get off the couch and walk outside. I'm not sure what I expect to find, but I look up and down the street for any sign of him. Is it crazy to think he's hurt? I can't decide. I try to stay calm and tell myself that he must just be stuck in some sort of traffic jam that he can't get out of, or maybe he's run into an old friend. The minutes start to slow. They feel like hours. Each second passing is an insufferable period of time. Sirens. I can hear sirens heading in my direction. I can see their flashing lights just above the rooftops on my street. Their whooping alarms sound like they are calling to me. I can hear my name in their repetitive wailing. Elsie! Elsie! I start running. By the time I get to the end of my street, I can feel just how cold the concrete is on the balls of my feet. My light sweatpants are no match for the wind, but I keep going until I find the source. I see 2 ambulances and a fire truck. There are a few police cars barricading the area. I run as far into the fray as I can get before I stop myself. Someone is being lifted onto a stretcher. There's a large moving truck flipped over on the side of the road. Its windows are smashed, glass surrounding it. I look closely at the truck, trying to figure out what happened. That's when I see that it isn't all glass. The road is covered in little specks of something else. I walk closer, and I see one at my feet. It's a fruity pebble. I scan the area for the one thing I pray not to see, and I see it. Right in front of me, how could I have missed it? Halfway underneath the moving truck is Ben's bike. It's bent and torn. The world goes silent. The sirens stop. The city comes to a halt. My heart starts beating so quickly it hurts in my chest. I can feel the blood pulsing through my brain. It's so hot out here. When did it get so hot outside? I can't breathe. I don't think I can breathe. I'm not breathing. I don't even realize I am running until I reach the ambulance doors. I start to pound on them. I jump up and down as I try to pound on the window that is too high above me to reach. As I do, all I hear is the sound of the fruity pebbles crunching beneath my feet. I grind them into the pavement each time I jump. I break them into 1,000,000 pieces. The ambulance pulls away. Is he in it? Is Ben in there? Are they keeping him alive? Is he okay? Is he bruised? Maybe he's in the ambulance because protocol says they have to, but he's actually fine. Maybe he's around here somewhere. Maybe the ambulance was holding the driver of the car. That guy has to be dead, right? No way that person survived. So Ben must be all right. That's the karma of an accident. The bad guy dies, the good guy lives. I turn and look around, but I don't see Ben anywhere. I start to scream his name. I know he's okay. I'm sure of it. I just need this to be over. I just want to see him with a small scrape and be told he's fine to go home. Let's go home, Ben. I've learned my lesson to never let you do such a stupid favor for me again. I've learned my lesson. Let's go home. Ben! I shout into the nighttime air. It's so cold. How did it get so cold? Ben! I shout again. I feel like I am running in circles.